Hey y'all, Kyle here with a quick editor's note and announcement. Season 3 is coming to a close, and it is happening sooner than I think we even originally planned for. How soon, you ask? Well, episode 143, next episode, is going to be our finale episode. And we decided to be a little fun to do something special for that epic, really, let's be honest, shit show that we're going to be recording. So this upcoming Tuesday, April 10th, that's 2018, if you're listening to this down the road from now, at around 9 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you know, apply your time zone accordingly, we're going to go live with a probably two-hour Twitch stream of the finale of Irulan. It's going to be an audio-only stream. We'll likely throw up our Roll20 screen as well, but listen in to the utter chaos and nervousness as it unfolds in real time. Then, on April 17th, we're going to get together and record a Season 3 wrap-up episode where we answer your questions and we talk a little bit about what's coming next. So think about those questions you may have, and maybe when the finale happens, your biggest question will be like, what the fuck did you guys just do? But in the meantime, if you think of any questions, email those to sweet@turtle.fyi. And just as a final heads up and, you know, me begging for your forgiveness, because we're posting this now and doing our next episode live, it likely won't be edited and posted until a few days later. So over the next two or so weeks, please excuse us while we're getting back caught up and realigned to our normal schedule and cadence. So enough rambling from me. On to the show.
Humanity has battled with evil throughout the ages, fought tirelessly to protect itself from being consumed by the monstrous horrors that plague the land. But as darkness grows, the flame of hope grows dim. Who shall rekindle the fire? Who shall save us?
It's bad.
Oh, man, it's bad.
What is going on?
Does God hate us?
Well, hopefully a bunch of douchebags with dice will do the trick.
Of nerds gathered around their screens, drinking and dungeoneering in hopes to get some gold and girls. Join them for a crazy adventure. These are the Tabletop Champions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Tabletop Champions podcast. I'm Sean, your Dungeon Master, and with me tonight we have Ben, who plays Elleron.
Greetings.
Matt, who plays Minos.
Where's the beef?
Steph, who plays Lux.
Goodbye to you all.
Kyle, who plays the Wild.
We are not ready.
And Lauren, who plays Ren.
I don't even have a D&D pun today.
Ooh. Yeah, so why is that?
Because I've been plotting.
The last week. I've gotten so many questions in private message from Lauren. Like, she had me draw a map. She worked with me on, like, some strategy.
I gotta know, man.
And for the counter side of that, I just had everybody else give me a quick recap of what happened last week.
Yeah, at the end of last week, you guys saw a ship pull up in Rayada, and you saw very familiar otter folk walk off the ship.
Fucking otter.
That bitch.
Everybody give me perception checks.
Okay, dokie.
17.
24.
Ooh, 20.
20.
24.
Hey. Yeah, anybody 20 or above would notice something odd about Alenia, though. Something in particular is she's using the assistance of a cane to walk. She's very slow, and her fur is a lot grayer. She appears a lot older, and she's moving at a very, very slow pace, as though she's aged 100 years since the last time you've seen her.
Does she, like, stop at one point and then, like, just do a somersault, and then she's like, fine, drops the cane?
Nope. That doesn't happen.
Okay.
Which, with your 24, though, you do notice her look up in your guys' direction.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Still clouds, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
And she looks up in your guys' direction.
I can read her thoughts, though, right? How far away are we?
You guys, I don't know. If you look at the map, she's at the docks. You guys are in the middle of the city, pretty much. Or you guys are above the bridge.
Oh, this is going to go well. The map.
I was like,
it's
I don't know
in
what
our
that
chat.
Means.
Oh, it's in the chat.
Can you just tell me how far away?
So
we're in the upper tier in the
middle? Yeah, you're probably about 150 feet away.
I'm just saying we could steal her cane and call it good. Like,
you know.
Just...
just wait till she goes up some stairs, then steal her cane, just she falls down.
And kick her. Just kick her down the stairs, it'll be okay.
Or, steal it while in the middle of her crossing the road.
So you guys are above the bridge, and the docks are down below. And when she looks up at you guys, those of you that rolled above a 20 perception, i.e. it was Ren and
Elleron,
you guys notice that she appears to be missing an eye.
Okay.
Can we talk while we're in this form?
You cannot.
Oh, shit.
No, it's in the spell description. I've discovered that this week because I was going through what happened last week where you guys were discussing plotting.
Mm.
Oh, it wouldn't have worked. Okay, cool.
That's
cool
a bummer. Beans. Okay.
That is a bummer.
So for the listener who doesn't see this map, and I'll post this, we'll post this.
Basically, I'll add this into the podcast art.
Yeah, so there is basically, it's basically like a cove. It's like a double cove. There's two tiers to the city, an upper tier and a lower tier, and on the front edge towards the ocean, there's docks. And so in this little cove, there's water all throughout the bottom of the city. And these tiers are built above it on the walls of the cavern. It appears as though the only entrance to this city is by sea. You would think that there's probably some way to get up, but you don't immediately see it.
I think I would start moving away from the area that we're at and moving towards the Gallo area and kind of like making sure someone's following me. I don't know what else to do.
Okay.
Because I don't want to be close to Alenia right now.
Okay.
I believe if I read the spell correctly, too, it takes a minute to lose cloud form. Yeah, reverting takes 1 minute, during which time a creature is incapacitated and can't move. So it's the thing you have to do very carefully. And so, until this spell ends, a creature can revert to cloud form, which also requires the 1 minute transformation. So you can go in and out during that 8 hours, but it's a 1 minute thing where you're completely incapacitated.
Yeah, because you're turning into a cloud.
So just a thought. She can see you guys, or at least you think she's looking in your direction.
Yeah. Let's retcon that we decided to, we would, phase back in shifts anyway, half of us at a time.
Fair.
Yeah, Elleron still has his telepathy, so he could still communicate with people. Yeah. So he'll...
So, even though it's really late at night, it's like 4 a.m. right now, some lights, you can see lights turn on in windows, as it kind of leads to the opinion that people know that someone of import is coming to the city, and everybody's kind of rousing to see what's going on outside.
Yeah, I don't know. We can't talk to each other, though. So,
Elleron has his telepathy, so he's going to say, we should go to the...
No, he's not going to say anything. Oh, telepathy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Telepathy.
Gotcha.
So, he's going to say, we should go head up to the upper tier and turn back in like some alleyway or behind someone's house or something.
So, we go look for what?
Yeah, there's plenty of alleyways. The buildings I put on here are pretty sparse. It's pretty dense. That was just to kind of show you guys. It's very densely crowded because they have a lot of people living here for such a small area.
Telepathy does not work on the wild, and we're just going to follow wherever you guys go. I think it's too noisy. I think it's you're talking to too many of us.
There's just the background of a forest area.
Yeah, it's, you're screaming that command into the wilds itself, and someone might hear it.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. Okay. So are you guys going into a place to do that?
Yeah.
Are you going, closer to the town hall, the circle closer to the town hall, or the one closer to the docks?
I was going to say the town hall.
Town hall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, in the alleys, somewhere in the upper tier.
Yeah.
Knowing that... Somewhere near the gallows is where the prisoner would probably be kept. Within short transport.
Yeah. I think last time I figured out that I was pretty sure he was going to be in the town hall.
Yeah, in the basement probably
or
something.
So everybody make me perception checks as you're making your way back towards the town hall, like right here.
Oh, no. Come on.
24.
25.
15.
17.
Collectively, you all notice a small group of guards come out of the town hall, as well as a finely dressed half-orc individual that Elleron, you recognize. What's his name, Elrond?
Put it in chat. Gildren Serenath.
Gildren, yep, you recognize it as Gildren Serenath, the person who currently runs Rayata.
Are they starting now?
Yes, it appears that they're walking in the direction of the docks.
Are there any trees like nearby where we're at?
No, there are not. This is all wood planks and it's like hanging. It's almost like a deck. Like the entire thing is a deck.
Okay. The wild. How long does it take for you to grow a tree?
We can grow a tree right now, right here. Okay.
So,
but we think that might draw undue attention.
It might.
Trees but tend not to just grow.
I know. But
maybe in Rayata they do.
Maybe. We have not been here before.
Okay. I might have a plan. I don't know how well this is going to work. So please feel free to tell me yes or no. Or
let's we try are this listening. Again.
Okay. So what if, just bear with me. What if we were to have a tree that we can basically kind of go out of? It's like our escape point. So if you grew a tree right here, I know it probably caused a little bit of attention, but it could be an escape point. So you grow the tree there, and we wait, and we're kind of mixed across the crowd maybe a little bit, or like out of the way so people don't actually see us. And then when they bring Havish and the pirates out to the gallows, we just cause chaos and mayhem. Grab Havish and the pirates, bolt back to the tree, and get the hell out.
We are intrigued.
Where's the flaw? Everything. Got it.
Actually not that bad of an idea.
I like it.
We are open to this plan. We can hide some. When we create the tree, it will open wide, and some of us can be on top of it as the tree grows.
Okay.
To receive a different vantage or perspective. Okay. We can also take the form of a beast that will help sow destruction and some chaos.
Okay.
Oh, what we are a beast.
But we are wondering ourselves.
I'm a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
We aren't that good. Although, there is a way to do that.
Can you be a dinosaur?
Yeah, actually, there is a way to do that.
Jump in and say, but what about Alania? She's here.
We can't encounter her.
As you guys are talking about this, the guards have made it towards the next part of the city.
Okay. And, is this a good? Do we want to do this or no? We leave Alania.
It's still a couple hours before dawn. Just so you know.
Yeah, like they're not going to be bringing him out for a while. And Alania is going to be waiting for him.
Or Lux could pop in as Alania and bust them out.
We can grow multiple trees. Maybe it will be less obvious if there are more than one trees.
That probably would be a good point. Yes, Lux. Yes.
Lux.
Yes, yes.
Could you turn into that guy that just walked by? The leader of Rayana?
You mean this guy? And then I turn into him.
Yes, you turn into him.
Okay, so Mr. Elrond. I was like, what is normal? Okay, Elrond, now what do I do?
Now we should be able to just walk into Town Hall and get him.
Is it really that simple?
I don't think they'll let us in there, because, I mean, we're solid. Elrond,
you're all...
I make them look like you're my prisoners?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. This could go so bad.
That's so bad.
You're very quiet.
I'm just clicking a button to see something real quick.
I'm sitting here very quiet.
Wait. Elrond. Okay. Have you been in these cells before?
I've...
This is an important question.
So don't lie.
I suppose that I've seen them before and spend a lot of time in there.
But what if, just here's another one, that just an idea. We'll see how well this works. Could I get something to my dad from, like, a window?
You don't know. Elrond might know.
That's why I'm asking him.
Elrond, what you would know is that there's a massive underground complex for the dungeons. None of the dungeons reach the outside.
No, the only way to access them is in through the town hall. They're all deep underground.
How heavily guarded is this town hall?
Extremely, you would know, Elrond.
I assume that was only a small number of them that walked off with the leader there.
Okay, so back to the we bust into jail, bust out plan. I don't know if we could even get remotely close to them
as
all together.
As you guys are planning this, you see the, what was his name again?
Gildren Serenath?
Yes. You see Gildren Serenath coming around the things this way as you guys are standing in this alley. He's got one arm in Elenia's as he's like walking her, and she's got her arm in his, and they appear to be like having a conversation.
Oh shit.
As they appear to be making their way to the town hall.
Okay, so we're really close to them. See? I'm going to change really quick back into girl Lux, like little girl Lux. And I'm within 60 feet of them, right?
Yes.
Can I read?
In your mind, you can all hear, I can see you.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck.
Uh-oh.
This is not going to
go. Oh, wait,
she
but
walks
I can block
past
her.
You guys' alley and makes no notice of you.
Oh, shit, y'all. Wait, we have our little tin hats on.
Doesn't matter.
Ooh. Does it matter? Oh, no.
good try, Lauren.
I tried.
You did.
So hard.
As she walks by the alley, you notice she's having a very difficult time even walking.
Alternatively,
I can
just run up
and... It's
easier
to kill her, right?
Looks like her backstabbing ways. Looks like her backstabbing ways seem to bite her back.
Oh God! What are we gonna do?
There goes our element of surprise, I guess.
We do not understand her plan, but she understands ours. We have to operate in a way that they are not expecting.
How?
We don't know what that is, but we think we must act now.
Agreed. How far away are they right now, Sean?
They are probably about 30 feet away from you.
Okay, listen, before we do anything, if shit goes south and we get separated, meet back at the cave that I was captured in and all that shit, okay?
Oh, all right.
Ideally, we shouldn't leave without each other, but in case something does, you never know. I'm just saying. Just throw that out there. Okay.
Splitting the
I'm
party
ready.
Always works, Lauren. Good job.
No, I'm just saying. Contingency plan, man.
What's the visibility real quick of this alley? Like... are there a lot of people by?
It's very, very close to each other, as though it's like a alleyway in a major city.
Okay.
Like
about how wide
these
is
buildings
it?
Stack up about three stories tall.
Okay. About but how many feet wide would you say?
I'd say probably about 10 or about 5 to 10 feet, depending.
Okay. Perfect. So right in the middle of it, at the back of the alley. We're going to grow a 60-foot tall tree that is 5 feet wide.
Okay.
And that's going to grow up tall, and then its branches will probably...
burst through windows.
Crash into windows and walls and scrape and things, but...
Yep.
And say...
As this happens, a bunch of things happen very quick. Because you're so close to the king, or not the king, the... like duke or lord of this town, the guards immediately go to arms and turn in the direction looking at the rooftops as this tree grows higher than them, branches sprout everywhere.
Wait, you said three stories. How many feet
That's
is a story?
About 30 feet.
How many long miles is that?
Same building.
Even though if you were trying to make it to go to the top, it still bursts out wide. There's still a noise.
Oh, no, all right. Generally, this is about, stories about 10 feet. Whoops, all right. Yeah, no, it's definitely taller.
Okay, as the guards take notice, are you guys looking out, peeking out of the alley?
I mean, we'd probably be trying to keep an eye on everything.
Yeah.
Okay, so as you're looking, the guards go to attention as you see the Duke, like, start to draw his sword. Elenia touches his hand and pushes his sword back into his sheath. And she says, by order of the queen, hold. And she walks out in front of them and she says, Who's there? In a very calming, sweet voice.
I'm not saying a goddamn word.
Mm-mm.
It's okay, you can show yourself.
We walk forward.
Oh, no!
As a tree makes its way out around the corner, it says...
I walk by the wild.
We have arrived.
And she says...
You knew we would arrive.
So you've made it for the execution, then.
Something like that.
And she stares you down.
You knew we
with
would
her one beady black eye. The other one's socket completely empty and scarred over.
You knew we would have no choice but to intercede. You left us no other option. We had to arrive.
I don't know what you're speaking of, friend.
We think you do.
Well, try not to cause a ruckus.
We couldn't cause anything worse.
She says, well then, if there's nothing else, I'm going to sleep for the next few hours in preparation. And she turns around and begins walking towards the town hall.
What is her play? Oh my god.
Silence.
To be fair, she did say, I see you, but we don't know if she
You
saw
heard the same voice
us.
That was speaking to you in your brain.
No, I know. Oh, well, I guess that was in her fucking brain. Never mind, I'm sorry. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the right fucking play is here. I'm just doing things.
Fuck. No, it's
She
a good
also
call.
Doesn't appear to be wearing that helmet.
Did she only see the wild, or...?
No, she's a decoy. She's a decoy.
Yeah, probably.
No?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Because she wouldn't actually come here herself, right?
Probably not.
And in your brain, she said, you hear, I hope you enjoy the execution. It was specially made for you.
Am I the only one that heard that?
All of you hear that. As Alenia is smiling at you as she turns around and begins to walk towards the town hall.
Rin's reaching for her bow, but
I stop Rin. I stop her for now.
Kyle,
don't need to kill her.
Kyle is sorry in advance for this, but the wild is going to walk over to Rin, put a branch on your shoulder that seems unsettling, but it's surprisingly like warm and like you know hopefully comforting. But we say we think your father is already lost. We do not see a path forward. She is ahead of us.
I'm going to immediately cast a locate creature.
Okay. Your father?
Yeah.
You sense him in the area, somewhere below you in the dungeons.
He's still alive. He's still alive. I still feel him.
You misunderstood us. We agree that he is still alive, but we do not see a future in which he remains that way.
Come on, there's got to be a way to save him.
She can't have him. She can't. She's already taken my mother. She can't take him.
We must take from her the only thing she understands, and that is her power. She is feeding by watching us struggle, by watching us fall into her trap. We do not think there is a way to win this fight in this way.
Yes,
or
but
this fight.
We lost enough as it is, though. We can't just let her win another battle just so we can win the war. There's enough of that.
And we
understand.
We can't leave him there.
We understand that you are important, so we will follow you into this, no matter the choice. But we only do so knowing that our lives are infinite, while yours are limited.
Hey.
Hi.
I'm sorry. I have a
question. Did you guys do locate creature on Alenia last week?
Yeah.
You did? I thought you couldn't do it when you were in cloud form.
We couldn't. We couldn't.
We couldn't, but then whenever we landed, I did. Right?
Okay.
Did you?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Didn't.
We could say if you want to do that.
I was pretty sure I did. Hold on, let me see. Let me read the spell real fast.
I don't think
able
you
to
did,
switch.
Because you couldn't do it when you were in cloud form. And you guys were in cloud form at the beginning of this episode.
That's true. Right, yeah. I thought you were going to check and see if that was actually Alenia.
Well, kids, oh boy, here goes. I could do it again. I could do it one more time and try to see if that's actually Alenia. And actually, that's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I'm going to delocate
creature on Alenia.
You sense Alenia
directly ahead of you, walking with the group of guards.
Okay, and it doesn't work on Polymorph, right?
Nope, it does not. It is, you are 100% certain that this is Alenia.
That is Alenia. That is her. But
why does she look so weak?
It's a ploy. It's a trick.
We think it is Alenia.
She appears weak, right?
But not Torog.
As Alenia gets to the town hall, she says something to the guy. He yells a command into the door, and within moments, servants have brought a bunch of different plates of food. And she takes these plates, that all that she can carry, walks back over to the front of the alley, and sets them down in front of the alley and says, "Please eat. You look dreadful. Everyone could use a handout from time to time."
You expect us to eat? You expect us to eat something from a traitor?
A traitor? You would call the queen a traitor? After my generous showing here, I didn't have you arrested for causing a ruckus in the city. I assumed that you were out-of-towners here to see the execution, and I'm just offering you all the hospitalities that Avisac has to offer here in Rayada.
Can I do an insight check on her?
Sure.
I would also like to
do so. Yeah, me too. This is really weird.
Uh-huh. I got 28. 16.
She is bullshitting out of her mouth, Minos.
He's like, "You may be able to fool these people, but we know the truth of you."
She chuckles to herself, and you hear inside your mind, "You know nothing, Minos. Nothing."
I know a monster when I see one.
And she just smiles and turns and begins to walk towards the town hall.
God, so, Sean, I want to shoot her.
You hear the guards say, "Alenia, patron of the generous."
Oh my
patron
god.
Of patron the of the weak. Savior of the realm.
What the hell's going on?
She's blowing a smoke screen. That's what it is.
As she walks into the town hall, the doors close and a large amount of guards are standing out front. Ballpark 20 guards are standing watch out in front of the door.
We need to think of another plan.
Okay, so guys, I have a thing. I have a spell called Dark Delirium, and it can make someone disappear. So maybe I see Havish and I make him disappear, and then he's saved.
But when you say disappeared, what does that mean? Does he go to another plane? Like, what does that mean?
Hold on. Oh, it's just an illusion.
What about the guards guarding him? Maybe use it on them.
What if?
Yeah, that I don't think it'll work, because I thought it actually teleported them, and it doesn't.
So I don't know that you're understanding, Matt. There's 20 guards out front of this building. Mm-hmm. Somewhere in this building is a door that goes down and down and down into dungeons. So it's not like they're standing guard out in front of this house that Havish is in. Havish is somewhere deep underground in a dungeon.
Oh.
If there's a way for us to teleport him once we see him, then, you know, that might save him.
We do not understand how we would see him. We must...
Well, no, I meant at the execution. Like, we wait until the execution and then throw a spell on him to teleport him. It would be dicey.
We can only do that by touching.
Well...
And we do not know that we will be able to touch.
I mean, I guess can I can... we even... I mean, I guess I could turn into a bird and just, like, crash into that fucker while he's in the middle of this execution.
And if I contact Maura Deen, she doesn't impact the world.
No, she has given you information. Just but she observing. Has stated on multiple occasions. Yeah, sure, she's just an observer.
Sean, this is what I do when I panic.
No, you're fine.
I'm panicking. The only other thing that I have personally is summoning sparkles. That is literally the only other thing I can think of that is kind of broken that I can throw out there.
Yeah.
All right. I have an idea. So first I'm going to use Nomadic Anchor. So for the next 8 hours, I can teleport back to this spot.
Can you bring people with you?
Yeah, depending on what ability I use, yes.
Damn, that's so broken.
Oh my god.
Did you put that spot next to the getaway tree by chance?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes! Fucking wow. Yes! Ben, I love you!
All right?
Oh, for real.
If we're gonna be level 19, we might as well be broken.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
So what do we do?
Now what?
Do we wait until they bring him out to the gallows and bust him free and hopefully get back here?
We can do that, but mm-hmm. do we want to save the rest of his crew?
Eleron, in yeah? your mind, you hear, "I'd say wait. Our time is soon. Wait until the execution. I have a plan."
Eleron looks down at his sword, kind of picks it up, still in the scabbard. What's this plan of yours?
"We will taste Alenia's blood this day."
I
mean, you you can do that. That's more your thing than my thing.
Just trust me. Unsheath me at the execution.
Okay.
That sounds...
What could go wrong?
No, you know what? Fuck it. Like,
what we got to lose?
Everything.
Oh my god.
Like, all dead in season three. Alenia rules.
Yeah.
Destroy Zero Lawn. Oh, no, fuck. It's fine.
When the time comes, we can cause a distraction.
Okay.
I can help you, Wild, with that.
Okay, so perfect. We cause a distraction. We break loose Havish and hopefully his crew is with him. We book it back to the tree and we get the hell out. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as long as I can get close enough, I can make sure your dad will be okay.
Okay, so we'll let the Wild and Lux cause some of the major distractions. We can throw in a couple things here and there. Minos, Elrond, and I can hopefully break loose Havish and the pirates and hold off any attacks we have.
So can everybody take their headphones off except for Elrond?
Oh, God, sure. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, God.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Are we good? So I just want to clarify with you before all this. You're listening to a evil sword with a plan without asking questions. You know the nature of this sword is evil.
Yeah, I also know that I also have a plan and that we have a plan.
Okay.
And we'll see what happens with the sword.
Okay. Let me get everyone back. All right, you guys can... All right, we're good. So then that's your guys' plan?
Does anyone have any objections? Are we going to do this? We cannot engage Alenia. We can't take Alenia. If shit starts going south, get back to the tree, no matter what.
We are here for a purpose. If the purpose presents itself... We are bound to take the opportunity.
No self-sacrifices. I'm going to look at Elrond and Minos directly.
What are you looking at?
No. Elrond, Piggy promised me. Minos, don't self-sacrifice, please.
I'm looking away. It's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm going to kick him in the shin.
Ow!
Damn it, Minos!
What is that for? You know, for such a tiny person, you kick hard.
So at this point, dawn is probably in an hour. You see people and lights begin to stir in different houses as some people are beginning to make their way out of their homes towards this where the gallows and this chopping block are placed in front of the town hall, trying to vie for a good spot to see this execution. It's been, from what it seems like, this has been pretty hyped. And everyone's clamoring to not only see the execution, but what they assume is Alenia who came to the execution personally.
Before everyone gets there, do we want to kind of spread out to make this work better? Or
yeah, Elrond's making sure that he's got a front row seat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rin's gonna climb onto a rooftop and she's gonna spend a minute using hide or vanish. Vanish and hide in plain sight.
Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out where the best place for us to cause a distraction is.
Should we be together or on separate sides?
We don't have to be together, but if we are not together, there will be a delay between when I transform and when you transform.
Ooh. How much of a delay?
It depends on how many feet we are apart.
Okay.
Knowing that, it's okay because here's the thing. I would be sending pixies to you. Okay. And I get a bunch of them. Okay. So there's a bunch there, and they've got a 30-foot fly speed. So,
okay.
And they also...
How many can you summon?
I summon eight. And the beauty of it is, this is the best part, is, first of all, this is the thing that's kind of interesting to me, because it says that they're actually all cantrips, and they're at will, each one of these spells. But the other thing is that they have an action here, and their action is superior invisibility. So if there's going to be a delay, they can just turn completely invisible and then fly to you. So pretty safe.
Okay. So I think we need to be on separate, sides, because then you could do your thing. And then a few seconds later, I do my thing.
I'm going to be hiding on top of a rooftop closest to the gallows. That's not the town hall.
About 60 feet.
Delightful. Perfect. Okay.
So crowds are forming as the The break of dawn begins to occur. The smallest amount of light makes its way over the horizon. And behind the town hall, you see the sun rise as chimes begin to come from the front. Several clerics make their way out the front as the crowd hushes. They're carrying different things of incense and different chimes as they make their way to flank either side of the building.
Really quickly, yes. I'm going to cast Conjure Woodland Beings right whenever I see Dad. So just a heads same. Up. And I'm casting it at fifth level because I'm out of fourth level.
Yeah, and I'm doing the same thing. So like the second that
Pixies. I'm having pixies.
It's just an explosion of pixies. Which, let me just tell you, are going to cause some chaos here, my friends. Okay. I'm being very mindful of how many pixies I have.
Okay, so at this point, the Duke comes out, and he stands in front of the chopping block and clears his throat and holds open this massive piece of parchment, and he says, "By the honor bestowed upon me by the great Queen Elenia, we gather here today to witness the execution of traitors to the realm, the pirates, the scourge of our seas, and those that would aid and abet traitors to the Queen. It is on this day that we pay justice to those that would stand against a new Irulan, those that don't understand, and those that would stand in the way of progress. It is with my great honor that I present Elenia, Queen of New Avisac, leader of the realm." And she walks out, and a massive cheer comes from the crowd as Galdrin Varnstag pulls a sword from his scabbard, goes to one knee, and hands it out to her, and she takes it with two hands. And she turns to face the crowd and she says, "Those that be punished today are those that would stand before a new future, a bright future for you and your children. It is my great honor to strike the blow to the traitor Havish McTavish, to set justice and right to the realm. And it is with that I request the prisoner be brought forth." As you then see a very beaten and bruised Havish McTavish make his way out of the town hall as a hush falls over the crowd.
Can I just say something that we've been doing in the quiet?
Yes.
Right. All right. So we said that as soon as everyone started coming out, pixies, right? So pixies are here.
Yes.
My thing is I, at this point, a pixie is going to start to fly over towards, they're going to become invisible because they're awesome.
Okay.
Fucking love pixies. they are my favorite badass. Thing to discover is completely and utterly broken. And two of them are going to fly over to where Lux is. Two of them are going to stay near me. And four of them are going to fly and kind of scatter around the area invisible. And so they're just no one. They're not making any noise. They're not touching anything. They're just getting into position.
Okay.
And I have my eight pixies. I have one with me. Two. They're all invisible. They did the greater invisibility thing. Two on Elrond, two on Minos, and two hovering close to where Havish is, following at a distance.
Okay.
And the rest are scattered.
Okay. To a massive booing crowd. You see like a piece of vegetable fly and strike Chavish in the side of the head. Someone else throws a rock. And he makes his way forward, forced by the guards and bent down head first on this block. And Elenia says, "Do you have any last words?" And he says, "Fuck you."
Yeah.
And he doesn't say anything.
At this point,
Elrond, in your head, you hear, "Now, Elrond, now." What were you saying, Ren?
Yeah.
As soon as she raises her blade to hit him, I'm shooting at the stage, and I'm using my explosive arrow.
Okay. You're shooting at the stage?
At the stage. I want to blow up that stage.
So I'm gonna where everybody's standing, including Elenia, the Duke, and Havish?
Yes.
This is sort of our Sean? Go time, so I think we're all sort of coalescing to do our thing right now.
Okay. So... is everybody kind of doing everything at once?
Yes.
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 We assume that the second any one of us is acting, we all have to act.
Okay. Go ahead and roll initiative for your surprise round.
Oh God, I'm so scared.
Same. I'm like, I'm amped. Oh. Let's do this thing.
Oh, seriously? I rolled a 5.
I got a 9. Sorry, Steph, you go first, but your turn is mostly waiting for me to do a thing.
So you guys can natural hold an 20 action if you'd like. Yes. Oh shit. Oh. Okay.
Nice.
All right.
Nice.
Yeah. Ren.
And I'm gonna stand up and yell, "Death to the false queen!" And I'm gonna shoot at the stage and hopefully blow it up. Okay. That's a technically I have advantage since it's okay. Yeah, 30.
It's a crit. It's not. That was a 20 initiative. A 30 does hit the stage, and it explodes in what kind of radius?
I don't think you and I ever discussed that.
Okay, we'll see.
I think it's like 10 foot?
10 foot. So who would you strike with this?
Yes, 10 foot.
Would you position it so that it hits Alenia?
I want it to hit Alenia. Can I position it to hit Alenia and any guards around whoever's around Havish right now?
Okay.
I want it to hit them.
But not
Havish.
So if you hit the backside of it, you'd kind of shoot it so that it wouldn't hit Havish with the explosion, but it would hit Alenia and some of the guards and take out the backside of the stage.
Yeah. So
okay.
They
so
need
go
to make,
ahead and they need to what?
They need to make wait, hold on. Oh no, it's just 2d10 force damage. So oh God, I'm so nervous right now, y'all. It's not even funny. 13 points of damage, and I'm hoping to just kind of erupt, like blow up the stage is what
they
I'm going
They all take
for.
13 points of damage?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
so,
everybody
make me perception checks as you're staring at this scene.
29.
25.
5.
10.
23.
Minos, the Wild, and Ren all notice a smile on Alenia's face as she makes no attempt to dodge this explosion. As her body bursts into flames, she's blown off the stage and collapses on the ground next to the stage. When this happens...
Can my pixie churn Havish invisible real fast?
When this happens, you see Alenia's body turn to ash.
That's not real.
Yep.
As it blows away in the wind. A audible gasp from the crowd, people screaming and fleeing as you hear guards yell, "Assassin! Assassin! The queen has been slain!" And we're going to keep this initiative order. Also, the moment that this happens, Elrond, sword at your side begins to bulge and it begins to crack and split as all of a sudden the sword breaks and materializing from it is a dirty farmer.
What?
Carrying a dirty farmer that you recognize as Travers. And he is wearing full plate armor, resplendent, and carrying a two-handed sword. And he looks over at you and says, "We gotta go." And so that was Ren's turn. Lux,
can
what
my
are you
pixie
doing?
Turn have it invisible? Please.
What am I doing? I don't fucking know.
Chaos.
You can ready an action based on something I'm gonna do. So you can say, "When you do this, I will do that." And then the question, I guess, is, do we still want to become T-Rexes? Because I think
within the 6 seconds that this turn is happening, there is complete and utter panic and chaos.
So yeah, you do you, because I don't know what I'm gonna do yet. There's a bunch of turns before me.
I was not expecting this. Like, I had everything ready.
This is why I said everything's set in motion at this point.
Thanks, Sean. You like really threw me off and I have no idea what to do.
Are you trying to escape or are you trying to?
Well, no, because we don't have Havish yet, right?
Correct.
Right. So honestly, I'm probably going to start moving towards him. And I'm seeing if I have anything that could make me, you know.
So the crowd is running towards you. You're kind of far away.
Oh, but I can cast fly.
And you can cast fly.
So I'm going to cast fly and start going towards him.
Okay. Using all of your movement, you could theoretically make it to the stage.
Okay. Can I pick him? Like, can I get to him?
Yes, you can get to him.
Okay. So I get to him.
Okay.
And I guess that's...
As about 5 guards standing around you are glowering at you.
But if I cast fly, there's nothing else I can do, right?
That's right.
Okay, so that is my turn.
Okay. Elleron, this is all still part of your guys' surprise round.
Okay. Sean, is there still a guard standing next to Havish?
Yes. On the, he's being flanked and held on the shoulder by one guard. There's two other guards standing next to him. Actually, I'm going to say that the guards were not really standing on the platform. There may have been two in front. One of them is gone. So, Lux, when you're standing next to Havish, you basically have the Duke, Havish, a guard holding him down, and then another guard. Okay?
Okay.
So there's
five.
There's two guards, the Duke, and Havish.
Oh, okay, so only three.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Elleron, what are you doing?
Okay, Elleron is going to run and leap up onto the platform next to Havish.
Okay.
And he's going to, well, Lux is right there too.
Yeah.
Elleron will use his ability to teleport himself and up to six swelling creatures, which is going to be him, Lux, Havish, Ren, and I guess Traverse?
Okay.
Wait, I'm on the roof?
You can...
You're within 60 feet though, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah, so I'm going to do that, and I'm going to teleport us back to the tree.
Okay.
Do we that just leave easy. Minos?
As the Duke...
I think you just left Minos alone.
Oh, crap. Wait, hold on. How many is that?
You can leave me behind because I'm safe right now and take Minos.
He's close enough to the tree.
I can take Minos. I can take Minos as well.
I can handle it. Okay. Don't worry about it.
Oh, he can take everybody except for the wild. Wait.
You don't need to.
He can literally take everybody except for the wild because wild's too far away.
Yeah. I'm cool.
But the wild can go. He'd be
and
all right.
I can take care of myself.
Right.
Okay.
And just be clear, it's only Havish who's outside.
Like, spread out. There's an assassin up on the roof. You know, and there's like mass chaos because they heard Ren yell and the guards begin swarming the bottom of this building, making their way in as arrows are flying towards Ren. She disappears as well. Same with Lux, Havish, Minos, and Travers and Havish. And you guys all appear before this tree.
We need the wild now.
The wild. It's your turn, conveniently.
The wild is going to walk towards the front of the alley, which I think I can get there. I think we can get there in that much distance.
Yeah.
And looking out into the chaos, how many guards are there? There's a couple, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say to walk there, it's difficult terrain because there's crowds running your direction. So you'd be half your movement speed. You'd be able to get like halfway to the alley.
Okay. So knowing that is a challenge, instead I would, okay, two things. How many pixies would you say it's fair I could make do something on my turn? Because I have a lot of them.
You could make them all, can't they, you make them all act on your turn?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I was going to ask how cool you would be with me doing some utter chaos things then.
Yeah, so, make some chaos.
So I'm going to cast...
If there's any time, now is the time.
I'm going to cast Polymorph on each of the guards first.
Okay.
And I want to turn them into cats and dogs.
Each of the guards where?
So how many guards are there total?
There's about 50 guards outside right now.
Okay, so then I'm going to mix it up then. The guards really between me and where I need to be.
So most of them are standing in front of the town hall looking around. A bunch of them have made their way about 10 of them have made their way towards the building that Ren is standing on top of. But now she's no longer. She's standing in front of the tree.
Okay. So one is going to cast Fly on me so that I've got the movement I need. And then that's nice. Just not a problem. So now I've got seven left. So two are going to turn... three are going to turn... switch it up now. Three of the guards that are clustered close to a bunch of other guards into bears.
Okay.
So now they're bears, and then we're going to cast.
Pull up the stat blocks for bears.
Is there like a cluster of guards that I can cast Entangle on?
Yeah, there's like five of them trying to like bash their way into the front of the building.
And then let's see. There's sleep. That's fun. But maybe it's just
you can put the Duke to sleep.
No, I want to turn the Duke into what animal would be named Duke? You know, that's a dog. It's a good dog.
It is a good dog name.
Yeah. So the Duke is now Duke, the puppy.
Is there any save on that?
Oh yeah, there's saves on all these things. Hold on. Why would that be the thing? That's not helpful.
You know, fuck it. In the chaos right here, he fails and he turns into a dog.
Yeah, and then let's see. I guess that's probably enough.
So you're standing in front of the tree with the group, a newly formed Dirty Travers wearing really, really nice armor, holding a sword.
Oh, with one pixie left on Travers, we cast Detect Evil and Good.
You detect Ultimate Lawful Good.
Welcome. We did not expect and you.
He's like, yeah, thanks, but we should probably go.
We agree. And I would like to say that there's a guard that's like running towards us or something, and I want to cast sleep on them.
Okay. Yeah, guard turns the alley and just
all these stupid
like,
pixies.
Turns to look at you, but with this momentum, he's automatically put to sleep and just with a like full momentum hits the ground, just snoring.
Trouble bubble, anyone?
We wanted to be dinosaurs. Shame.
We are very disappointed we were not dinosaurs.
Okay, so
maybe next time.
So there are better you casting be a fucking that time. To make an exit now, or are you?
Yeah, I guess then we would just cast finally the
wait,
old.
We need Minos.
I'm here.
Oh, Minos came. Is here. He's here.
Yeah, oh, here. Sorry, that's right. Just kidding. I thought he was on the other side. Sorry.
We just do the old pop a hole in that tree.
Where are you going to?
Good question.
Wait, you hit detect good and evil. What does that detect?
Evil and good.
Just in the area? That's going to be important.
Hold on. Detect evil and good. For the duration, you know if there's an aberration, celestial, elemental, fey, fiend, or undead within 30 feet of you, as well as where the creature is located. Similarly, you know if there's a place or object within 30 feet of you that has been magically consecrated or desecrated.
You detect a supreme amount of evil pouring off of Ren.
I'm sorry, what?
Not her, just in the general area of Ren. You detect a supreme amount of evil.
Side note, this may be important or not. Since I'm 19th level, I have feral senses that could... Oh, wait, no, never mind, just kidding. Oh, yeah, no, I'm aware of the location of any invisible creature within 30 feet of me.
You don't detect anything invisible.
Cool, okay, that's it. That's all. I tried.
Well, goodbye, season 3.
Okay.
Yep.
So where are you guys going to through the tree?
Haven?
Let's just get out of the city for night now.
I don't think we should go to Haven.
What was that?
I think we should go, like, let's go, we're going to...
Do we go?
Yeah, all right. So we just open up the hole and we jump through, but what we're going to do is we're going to pop us out of a tree that's maybe 3 hours walk from Haven.
Okay, so deeper in the Fey Forest.
Yeah, just like not directly next to Haven, just in case something follows us, but ultimately, you know, within walking, striking distance.
You guys hear the ultimate sounds of nature as you guys jump through and find yourself standing in a forest.
Ren's just hugging
the sounds
Havish.
Of battle and clamoring fade from as the tree closes, and your guys are left standing there.
Well,
Ren's just hugging Havish.
That
just kisses on the head. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Glad to help, Ren, but to be honest, that seemed a little bit easier than it should be.
I know.
Travers?
Hey, Aileron. Sorry about the whole sword thing. I wasn't really in control of that, but...
Wait, is this was your sword?
Yeah, that I don't know that should have happened, though. I mean, is Alenia dead?
I don't think so.
I wasn't supposed to be released until Alenia died.
I don't know. Something seemed off because I saw her, like, smile. I don't think you would smile if you knew you were about to die.
Maybe just a portion of Alenia is dead.
I'm going to roll a secret dice right now. Okay.
I mean, she just turned to dust, which I
don't think an explosion would cause that unless it was like extremely hot, right? I'm not that smart, but
we agree. No, it shouldn't have. It's just force. Dad, are you okay?
Ren.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Hey.
Don't you worry, lass, but my men.
I'm
so
sorry.
The rest of my men.
I know. I'm sorry.
They're going to be executed.
I know, Dad. I'm sorry.
Nothing you could do, lass.
We probably could have done something.
I have a feeling that would have gone so south.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm just thinking that we didn't even consider doing something for them. Well,
they weren't out there with.
Yeah, it's true.
They weren't.
At the same time, they were.
It's like, they weren't on this.
It's so weird that the moment we let you off the ship, the artillery came, the boats came. Or I don't know why I'm talking like this. Yarr. the boats came and overtook us. There was nothing we could do. The cutter's speed wasn't enough. There was so many.
Do you have an idea where they came from? Like, where they just suddenly appeared?
Seemed to be from everywhere. As if they knew where we were and where we were going.
They do. We do not yet know how, but they understand our plans better than we do.
Are you saying
which
someone's
isn't that
spying?
Hard, because we do not understand our plans. This was a joke.
Are you saying somebody's spying on us?
Or scrying. She's powerful.
Ren.
I don't know, lass.
Ren.
The power of the queen is... I don't know. She's dead now, right?
No.
Travers says... Maybe. Yeah, I mean, she would have to be dead for me to be standing here.
No, that was not enough to kill her. Yeah, by the wild, yes, wild, what were you saying?
She may be dead, but not in the way that we want. Ren, we owe you an apology.
For?
We did not see a path forward that has now presented itself. We understand that we may not understand, but you should also know... We saw a darkness in you, not
in
you,
me?
Not you yourself, but on you and coming from you. We think.
What?
It's hard to explain. Cast your own pixies. They will tell you. Do not trust my words.
I left them back at Riata.
What's that?
I think I left my pixies back. No, I had two with me. So I'm going to have one of my pixies cast detect evil and good.
You sense a lawful good presence coming from Travers, and you sense in your area, you can't quite put your finger on it, an overwhelming sense of an evil that you have never felt before. It chills you to the bone almost.
What?
What's wrong? What's going on, Red?
How is it coming from me, or is it from an item, or can I tell?
We did not foresee this, and we are starting to see that they know before we know.
Am I the spy?
Not wittingly, but maybe.
I'm so happy. This is playing out so well.
Sean?
Yeah?
I'm going to use my find creature ability. So okay. It's going to take me an hour to actually cast it, but...
Okay. I need to see the verbiage on it. So is it in the player's handbook, or is this an ability that's in a different thing?
It's in a different thing, so I will... pop it into roll 20 when I find wherever my ability went. Here it is.
Information about a specific creature. If you concentrate for the full duration, you gain a general understanding of the creature's current location. Okay. Pinpointing the area. It does say pinpointing.
I pinpoint an area between 1 and 3 miles, unless it's on another plane.
You sense the presence of Alenia coming from Ren's pouch. Ren, where do you keep that little stone that you found? That you were given to from the Oculus.
In my pouch.
Yep, you sense a pinpointed location of Alenia coming from Ren's pouch.
Ren,
Huh?
I think Alenia is on you.
That's weird.
That rock. That thing you got from inside the Oculus.
Oh, I'm going to open up the pouch and pull it out.
It appears to just be a stone. Give me an investigation check on it.
Okay.
Can we lean over and look at it too?
Yeah.
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 I think we
11.
All right.
I would like to look as well, even though I know nothing about magic.
Yeah.
17.
19.
24.
Eleron, you could swear you see the shifting form of an eye coming from this stone. For almost a brief second. It's almost like obsidian.
That was weird. I thought I saw an eye on... Wait. Lenny was missing an eye.
Is this her eye? Am I holding her eye? That's why I have to give it to her.
Should we destroy it?
It was a fleeting glimpse. It wasn't as though this is an eye. You didn't get that from it.
We opened a window.
But it's Ren, so...
Elrond just kind of looks at it and says, can we destroy it?
Okay, so I'm a little afraid to destroy it because the Flame of Hope made it for me. And whenever it gave it to me, I saw me putting it in her mouth. Would that destroy it, do you think? Would that give her more
power?
Maybe
it would have, but she doesn't have a mouth anymore.
Yeah, she was turned to dust.
We wonder...
Yeah, we fucked that up, didn't we?
We wonder... If it is a window that one may peer through, can you peer back the other way?
I'm going to hold it up and look at it.
You're going to inspect it even further?
Yeah, I'm giving it a good look over. I'm like holding it up to the sunlight or whatever.
Give me an arcana check.
Oh, because that's great.
Oh,
the natural one.
It appears to just be a stone.
No, I don't think it's a window.
Like, take an arcana check on it?
Sure.
Yeah, Elrond will... Look at it.
Oh my god,
nice. With a crit?
Crit with a 32.
Jesus.
Elrond, this thing is blinding with necromantic magic. One that specifically contains a reforming being.
So with that, would I know what a phylactery is, Sean?
With your crit, you would know that this is a phylactery.
Elrond just kind of stares at it for a moment.
What? What? Did you have a brain fart too?
No, I think this has Alenia's soul in it, and she'll reform from this.
How much time do we have?
Hint, hint, I rolled a secret D10.
Oh, shit! Go to the... We need to go and destroy it.
Can we destroy it in the flame?
Evidence of it.
Can we destroy it in the flame?
I don't see why not.
I don't know. Hey, Minos, you have a sword, right?
Yeah. It doesn't cut things like the old one, though.
That's because this one actually cuts things. Oh, I'm sorry.
We put a tree back in where the Flame of Hope is.
And fans, this is why Menos and Rin can never be.
There's other reasons.
And Havish says, I don't know what fans you're talking about, but... You're good enough for my daughter.
Dad, please don't.
You shush.
Are you kidding?
No, you're right, Lass. Shh. Now is not the time. When this whole mess is over, we can save the wedding for them.
You hit your head.
Oh, boy.
I think he's hit his head very hard. But
I think I'm just going to cure him. Just keep going. Keep having a conversation.
So what's your guys' plan?
I mean, I could try cutting it. I doubt it will work.
I think we have to destroy this in the Flame of Hope, do we not? Or wait, is her body like reforming in this? Or is her corpse back at her castle? Like, how does this work? Like,
but then,
do we know?
I don't think any of us really know.
Yeah, you crit failed on your check. You have no idea.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm completely lost.
It's like, would she have a second body?
I don't know.
I think this is going to reform her a second body. Probably not one that will be disintegrated by a stray arrow.
We think there is more that we do not understand. We think it is important that she was not wearing her crown.
Yeah, because we need that crown. In order to fully get rid of her, we need that crown too, right? Or am I making
that up? If the stone serves as one manifestation of her, the crown must be a second.
So are you saying we're going to have to storm the castle?
If there is a second, there could be a third.
We do not understand
what we are fighting or how.
So,
hey Sean, does Travers seem to have a sword?
Yeah, he's got a big ass two handed sword.
Travers, do you think you can destroy this with your sword? Perhaps.
You want me to hit it with the sword?
Sure.
I mean, yeah, I could try if that's what you want.
Does the sword
we need
like...
to destroy it, and I don't know how difficult it's going to be, but if we don't try anything...
I'm going to put it on the ground in front of Travers and back up.
All right.
What does the sword look like? Ready. Is it? Does it have...
It is like... It's long. It's very broad. It's thicker than most swords, as though the wielder must be insanely strong to carry it.
Doesn't look like a carved handle or like a red stone on it or anything like that.
No.
Okay.
It's just solid. It almost appears to be platinum, but it's that would be silly.
Okay. I just was wondering if it was the sword of Gryffindor, since we're trying to break a Horcrux.
No. Oh, that would have been so great.
Yeah. No. We're good.
Is the
he makes an attack at it. Let me go ahead and... All right, Travers is going to make an attack on this thing. 26 hits. As it hits, you don't notice the stone taking any damage, but he is immediately rebuffed as tendrils of black energy shoot out at him, and he needs to make a constitution saving throw.
Oh, I'd love if he goes
so
back on the sword.
Oh.
Yeah, hopefully his constitution is good.
Please don't fuck up.
If he fucks up, this is real bad.
Oh, no.
DC is a 21. You see Travers, all of a sudden, collapse to the ground in a hump, like as though his bones have just been liquefied.
Oh, shit. Oh,
you see the life leave his eyes.
Oh, my God, we killed Travers!
Fuck. We just killed Travers.
Oh, my God.
And I think that's where we'll end this episode.
Such a dick.
Oopsie doodlies.
Well.
We just...
I can go ahead and throw that sheet away.
Whose idea was that? Whose idea?
Just be glad it was him and not one of you guys.
Well, that's fucking fair.
All this time we tried to kill Travers in different seasons, he ends up killing himself.
Oh, shit. I did not expect it to go that way.
Poor Travers.
Well,
can't catch a break.
As always, you can email us to tell us, A, what we've done wrong, what you didn't like. No, just kidding. Please don't email us. But if you want to email us, you can email us at sweet@turtle.fyi. You can join our subreddit, turtle.fyi/reddit. That has slowed down a lot because I think most folks who were on the Reddit now are instead on our Discord, turtle.fyi/discord. You can also join our Patreon, patreon.com/tabletop. It will give you access to name some NPCs, namely on season 4, which we have coming up. I don't think there's a lot of NPC names left in this season, if I had to guess. you also get access to a super secret Discord channel where we mostly just post pictures of dogs. It's pretty good. You can also follow us on Twitter at Tabletop Champs. I'm at Fung.
I'm at Sad.
I'm at the Void Man. The O is a zero.
I'm at RP_GGamer.
I'm at Nat20Stuff.
And I'm at TheNat1Lady.
Till next time, toodles!
Bye!
Bye. Bye. Bye.